好，感谢主，我们晚上哈、啊、来聚会敬拜神，学习神的话语。
Thank God, we have service here to study the words of God together.
啊，今天按照读经进度是列王记下十六章。
According to the Bible reading plan, today is 2 Kings chapter 16.
啊，我们去打开列王记下十六章。
Let's turn to 2 Kings chapter 16.
啊，我们把今天的主题定成是亚哈斯的祭坛。
So the today's topic is the altar of Ahaz.
啊，因为亚哈斯是犹大国的王。
Ahaz is king of the Judah.
啊，但是他当时候啊，因为他不敬拜神。
Because he did not worship God.
啊，他行了很多啊罪恶的事情。
He did many evil things.
神就把他交给啊外邦啊，就是亚兰王啊，还有以色列王啊来攻打他。
So, God handed him to the king of Israel and also the king of Syria.
啊，因此呢，这两个王联合起来就来攻打啊这个犹大国。
So these two kings came together and attack the Judah, king of Judah.
我们说哈，这个亚哈斯啊，他真的做了一些很得罪神的事情。
Ahaz did many things that go against God.
我们来看他做了哪些事情。
Let's see what things he have done.
我们请看列王记下十六章。
Please turn to 2 Kings chapter 16.
啊，第二节。
Verse 2.
他登基的时候年二十岁，在耶路撒冷作王十六年，不像他的主大卫行耶和华他的神眼中看为正的事。
Verse 2. Ahaz was 20 years old when he became king, and he reigned 16 years in Jerusalem, and he did not do what was right in the sight of the Lord his God, as his father David had done.
第三，却效法以色列诸王所行的，又照着耶和华从以色列人面前赶出的外邦人所行可憎的事，使他的儿子惊火。
Verse 3. But he walked in the way of the kings of Israel. Indeed, he made his son pass through the fire, according to the abomination of the nations whom the Lord had cast out from before the children of Israel.
啊，第四节，在丘坛上、山冈上各青翠树下献祭烧香。
And he sacrificed and burned incense on the high places, on the hills, and under every green tree.
啊，所以这里记载呢，他都行了啊神所厌恶的事情。
So here talk about all the evil things he have done before God.
啊，当然就是拜偶像。
He worshipped the idols.
甚至呢，还使他的儿子惊火。
So he made his son pass through the fire.
就是使他的儿女呢，啊，用火来焚烧，来当作啊献啊给偶像的一个祭物。
So he burned his son as sacrifice to the idols.
这些完全是违背神的律法。
This all goes against the law of God.
因此呢，神就兴起亚兰王啊，来跟以色列王来攻打他。
So God used king of Israel and also the king of Syria to attack him.
然后呢，我们看到啊，当时候呢我们看到第十节。
Verse 10.
亚哈斯王上大马色去迎接亚述王提格拉啊比斯列，在大马色看见一座坛，就照着坛的规模样式做坛，画了图案啊图样，送到祭司乌利亚那里。
Verse 10. Now King Ahaz went to Damascus to meet Tiglath-Pileser, king of Assyria, and saw an altar that was at Damascus. And King Ahaz sent to Uriah the priest.The design of the altar and its pattern according to all its workmanship.
啊，十一节，祭司乌利亚照着亚哈斯王从大马色送来的图案，在亚哈斯王没有从大马色回来之前，啊，赶快的筑了一座坛。
Verse 11. Then Uriah the priest built an altar according to all that King Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Uriah the priest made it before King Ahaz came back from Damascus.
十二节，王从大马色回来，看见坛，就进前来，在坛上献祭。
Verse 12. And when the king came back from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached the altar and made offering on it.
十三，烧燔祭、素祭、烧啊奠祭，将平安祭牲的血洒在坛上。
13. So he burned his burnt offering and his grain offering, and he poured his drink offering.And sprinkle the blood of his peace offerings on the altar.
啊，这里记载呢，啊，现在亚哈斯王啊，啊，到了大马色之后
，Here talk about King Ahaz after he went to Damascus.
啊，他就进来呢，把大马色他们啊所啊做的一座祭坛啊的样式，把它学习起来。
So he learned about the design of the altar in Damascus.
然后就把这个图案送到祭司乌利亚那里。
And he sent the design to the priest Uriah.
意思就是说，叫祭司要来照着图案来建造一个祭坛。
And he wanted the priest to according to the design to build the altar.
但是这个祭坛不是神原来所规定的那个祭坛。
But this is not the altar that God instructed him to
do. 真乃是在大马色他们在拜偶像所用的祭坛。
This is the altar they used to worship the idols in Damascus.
可是为什么亚哈斯他怎么不用神的祭坛，而要用以色列大马色以色列人他们拜偶像的祭坛呢？
So how come King Ahaz didn't use their own design but used the altar in Damascus?
因为当时候呢，他已经受到亚兰王跟以色列王的攻击。
Because at that time he was under attack from the king of Israel and the king of Syria.
所以他就以为以色列王他们是很强大的，所以他们拜的偶像很有力量。
So they thought that the idols they worship is very powerful.
因此他想说那我也来学习你们拜偶像的这个祭坛，是不是让我也可以得到力量呢？
So he think to himself, maybe I also learn from you and worship the same idols, and maybe I'm also become powerful.
我们来看列王历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
历代志下二十八章
，verse chapter 28。
这里也是同样记载亚哈斯王的事迹。
This also talk about the events happened for King Ahaz.
然后我们从这里就可以知道为什么亚哈斯要去学习他们拜偶像的祭坛呢？
He talk about why King Ahaz learned the way they build the altar.
好，我们来看一下这里的这里就记载了当时候的亚哈斯王他的想法到底是什么？
He talk about what he thinks at that time.
我们请看二十八章的二十二节。
Let's turn to chapter 28, verse 22.
二十二节。
22.
这个亚哈斯王极难的时候，越发得罪耶和华。
Now in the time of distress, King Ahaz became increasingly unfaithful to the Lord.
二十三，他祭祀攻击他的大马色之神，就说因为亚兰王的神帮助他们，我也献祭与他。他好帮助我，但那些神使他和以色列众人都败亡了。
Verse 23, for he sacrificed to the gods of Damascus, which had defeated him, saying, because the gods of the kings of Syria helped them, I will sacrifice to them that they may help me, but they were the ruin of him and of all Israel.
所以你就解释了亚哈斯王为什么要去学习大马色他们拜偶像的祭坛。
So here talk about why he learned from the altar of Damascus.
因为他想说他们大马色的这个祭坛所拜的那个偶像很有力量。
Because he thought the one they worship in Damascus is very powerful.
因为他们拜了这个大马色的偶像，结果呢亚兰王跟以色列人呢就可以来攻打我。
Because they worship the gods of Damascus, so the kings of Syria and the king of Israel can come attack me.
所以呢，我现在也来学习他们这个大马色的祭坛的话，那我也来献祭给他，他也可以来帮助我。
So now, if I also offer to the gods of Damascus, he will also help me also.
所以呢，他才要把他们大马色的祭坛的图案给模仿下来，然后要叫祭司乌利亚去做建造。
So he learned the way of the altar of Damascus and asked the priest to build the same one.
其实呢，他这种想法真的是很愚笨啊。
Indeed, this is a very foolish thought.
我们说这个大马色的偶像如果真的有力量。
Because the idols of Damascus, if they are truly powerful.
而且他真的来帮助亚兰王帮助以色列王来得到战争的胜利了。
If they actually help the kings of Assyria and king of Israel to have victory.
现在亚哈斯王又要来也来拜这个大马色的偶像，会有用吗？
Now the king Ahaz built the same altar, worship the same idol. Would it be useful?
当时候这个大马色的王的神如果真的是神，有力量的神。
If the gods of Damascus is really a powerful god.
如果他已经真的帮助了这个亚兰王跟以色列王了。
If he already helped the king of Syria and the king of Israel.
然后你这个犹大是被我打败的、那个国家。
And King Ahaz is the one I defeated.
如果你又来拜、这个大马色的王 的偶像的话，大马色的偶像他已经听了这个亚兰王跟以色列王 的献祭了，他怎么还会转过来听你犹大王的献祭呢？
And now you also worship the idols of Damascus, but he already heard the king of Syria and king of Israel. Why would he now hear you?
这样的话，他这个偶像、就不忠诚了。
Then this idol is not faithful.
我们说一个朋友，如果你是我的朋友，我帮助你去打败另外一个人呐、
If say with a friend and we help him to beat another person,
结果被打败那个人也来找我来帮忙说，啊，请我也来帮助他来打败你，我可能会答应吗？
But the one who was beaten also asked you to, can you help me to beat your friend too? Would I accept that?
如果我也答应那个被打败的人也来、帮助你，那个被打败的人来打。来再来重新来打这个第一个已经我已经帮助的人，那我不是心情错乱了吗？我到底要帮助谁呢？
If I agree to the one that was beaten and help, beat my friend, then who should I really help?
所以我会精神错乱，到底到时候你们这个是我原来的朋友啊，那个是被打败的人，现在来求我，那到底两边都来跟我献祭，那我到底要帮谁？
So then I will be very conflicted. Should I help my friend or help the one who was beaten?
所以这个是很愚笨的做法。
So this is actually a very foolish way
to do. 如果真的这个大马色的偶像是真的有能力的话，他因为你们这边也献祭，那边也献祭，不是会让他精神错乱，不知道要帮谁了吗？
If he also worshipped the idols of Damascus, then who should the idols help? That will be very conflicted.
所以呢，这个是亚哈斯王、真的很笨啊，他怎么会去选择要去学习去拜那个大马色的偶像呢？
So the king Ahaz was very foolish. Why did he choose to worship the idols of Damascus?
这个时候他怎么不会悔改，然后去找他们原来所敬拜的这个真神 的祭坛去向他献祭呢？
How come he did not repent and turn back to his own God and use the God, the one instructed by the God?
所以我们从这里可以知道亚哈斯王真的是很愚笨啊。
So we can see that King Ahaz was very foolish.
而且他、只看到、他们拜这个大马色的偶像有能力，我也要来学习，这个是跟着时代、的潮流而迷失了自己。
And he saw that the king of Syria and king of Israel worshipped the idols of Damascus. He just followed the trend and he lost himself.
就像现在这个时代、大家都、做了什么事情、就会赚大钱，我也来学做这种事情。
Just like in this generation, many people make a lot of money in certain ways and we say, oh, I learned from them as well.
比如说、有人说、现在、如果网络上、来、做一个买卖、那就可以网络商店，你就可以赚很多钱。
For example, someone say, oh, you will make a lot of money if you try to sell something on the internet.
哇，所以现在 Amazon 哈，现在生意很火啊。
So that's why the business on Amazon is very good.
因为它网络的生意啊，哇，现在很多人都不能够到商店去啊、in person 啊，亲自去买东西，都透过网络到 Amazon 啊来买。
Because we cannot go shopping in person, so we go shopping online, go to the Amazon.
所以现在 Amazon 的生意啊，哇，这个这股票涨了好几倍啊。
So the stock price of Amazon went up a few times.
结果我们有的人想说，哦，我也要来学习跟 Amazon 一样啊，啊，来赚钱。
So some people say, I will learn from Amazon and make some money.
但是人家 Amazon 已经走在前面，他已经把钱都赚走了。
But Amazon already went ahead and they already make the money.
很多客户都已经跟着他了，登记在他的名下了。
Many clients already registered under his name.
你后面这人还要来抢他的客户，抢不到的。
The people after him cannot fight for the customers.
所以这就是跟着时代潮流也会迷失自己。
So if we follow the trend, we will lose ourselves.
更何况如果是有关于信仰上的潮流已经偏差了。
Even more on our faith, that if we follow the trend, then we will go wrong.
如果我们也跟着这种错误的信仰的潮流走，我们就会失去方向。
If we go the wrong way, follow the trend, we will also lose ourselves.
看起来他们好像有这个潮流而得到了很多的好处。
Seems like if we follow the trend, then we will have many benefits.
但是他已经离开真理了。
But He already departed from
the truth. 我们来看圣经告诉我们不要随着潮流而失去自己。
The Bible tells us don't follow the trend and be lost.
请看希伯来书第二章。
Please turn to Hebrews.
第二章。
Chapter 2.
第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
希伯来书第二章第一节。
Hebrews chapter 2 verse 1.
所以我们当越发郑重所听见的道理，恐怕我们随流失去。
Verse 1, therefore we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away.
第二，那借着天使所传的话既是确定的，凡干犯悖逆的都受了该受的报应。
Verse 2, for if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just reward.
第三，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，怎能陶醉呢？这个救恩起先是主亲自讲的，后来是听见的人给我们证实了。
Verse 3, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard him?
第四，神又按自己的旨意，用神迹奇事和百般的异能，并圣灵的恩赐，同他们做见证。
Verse 4, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders, with various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to his own will.
今天我们得到这个救恩是何等的宝贵。
Today we receive the salvation, how precious it is.
我们不要再被这个世界的潮流所影响而迷失了自己。
Don't let the trend of this world to affect us so that we become lost.
因为世界的潮流都是魔鬼的工作。
Because the trend of the world is the work of Satan.
我们如果这样被影响了而干犯了神的罪。
If we are affected by it and sin against God.
那我们将来就没有办法逃罪了，一定会被审判。
Then we cannot escape and we will face the judgment.
所以这就是亚哈斯王他错误的选择。
This is the wrong choice made by King Ahaz.
他竟然就选择大马色的偶像啊。
He chose to worship the idols of Damascus.
他以为那个可以让他得胜的。
He thought it will make him have triumph.
可是这个潮流肯定是错误的，违背圣经的。
But this trend was wrong and it goes against the Bible.
好，我们再看回来，他把这个图案已经画好已经寄回去给祭司乌利亚。
So he sent the pattern of the altar to priest Uriah.
结果呢，我们看乌利亚的做法。
So let's see what happened. What did Uriah do?
我们请看列王回头看列王记下。
Let's turn to 2 King.
16章。
Chapter 16.
11节。
Verse 11.
祭司乌利亚这照着亚哈斯王从大马色送来的图样，在亚哈斯王没有从大马色回来之先，建筑了一座坛。
Verse 11, then Uriah the priest built an altar according to all the king Ahaz had sent from Damascus. So Uriah the priest made it before King Ahaz came back from Damascus.
本来祭司是在圣殿在服侍神的在做献祭的工作。
Originally, the priest should be offering in the temple of God.
这个时候犹大国耶路撒冷仍然还有圣殿。
And at that time,the kingdom of Judah, they still have the temple of God.
而且这个祭司就是专门在做圣殿的献祭的这些工作的一定是非常熟悉律法。
So the priest, they is responsible to offer sacrifice to God, and they are very familiar with the law.
但是现在亚哈斯王把这个大马色的偶像的祭坛的图案来寄给祭司乌利亚之后。
But after the king sent the pattern of the altar to the priest Uriah,
我们看这个祭司乌利亚他却没有来更正亚哈斯王的错误。
But the priest Uriah did not correct the mistake of the king Ahaz.
照理说，他应该根据摩西律法的规范。
He should be do according to the law of Moses.
应该要告诉亚哈斯王说，王啊，你这样是违背我们的律法。
He should tell the king, this is against the law of God.
我们已经有律法已经有摩西当时候所建造的祭坛留到现在。
We already have the law of Moses and the altar from Moses from the time of Moses.
而且我们还有所罗门王建造圣殿所做的这些圣殿的这些祭坛。
We also have the temple and the altar built from the time of King Solomon.
这些完全是遵照神所吩咐的尺寸来做的。
All this was done according to the instruction of God.
所以祭司乌利亚应该要来纠正亚斯的错误才对啊。
So Uriah the priest should correct the mistake of the king Ahaz.
但是我们看这个祭司乌利亚，他不但没有纠正
，But the priest Uriah not.Even he did not correct the mistake of the king.
他甚至还等着趁着亚哈斯王还没有回来以前，他先做好这个祭坛等着他。
But in fact, he actually built the altar before the king Ahaz came back.
他这样的话就会讨好亚哈斯王的欢喜。
He want to gain the favor in the eyes of the king.
表示说，哇，你看王，你只是把图案给我。你还没有叫我 要去做，但是我先做好了，在等你呢。
He can say to the king, "See, you didn't ask me to build it, but before you came back, I already built the altar."
表示你看我的工作非常有效率。
So I'm a very effective person.
可是他的效率却不是用在真理的事情上。
But the efficiency of him is not used on the words of God.
他这个效率却是用来违背律法。
This efficiency of him is to go against the law.
他这个效率却用来讨好亚哈斯王的错误。
The efficiency of him is to gain favor in the eyes of the king Ahaz.
所以这样的效率呢，反而是造成了更大的罪恶出现了。
But this kind of efficiency commit greater sin.
因此后来亚哈斯王回来就把所有的献祭全部都换到这个祭坛上了。
So afterwards, King Ahaz, after he came back, he offered all the sacrifices.
那么神原来圣殿里面的祭坛荒废了，不管他了。
The altar in the temple is become ruined. He doesn't care.
所以呢，这就是祭司乌利亚他犯了一个更大的错误，要没有遵照律法，而且还讨好这个亚哈斯王呢。
So Uriah the priest have committed even greater sin because he just want to gain favor in the eyes of King Ahaz.
所以我们说，祭司乌利亚这个时候的错误真的是一定要更严重的审判他。
So we say that Uriah the priest may face even bigger judgment.
我们说这就是假先知的作为啊。
We say this is the doing of the false prophet.
一个假祭司也是在做这样的事情。
A false prophet will do this kind of thing.
他为了讨好亚哈斯王的欢喜。
Because he want to gain favor in the eyes of the king.
所以他宁可去违背摩西的律法。
So he rather go against the law of
Moses. 他宁可去更改不要去使用原来圣殿的祭坛。
He rather not to use the original altar.
他宁可去用一个偶像的祭坛来使用它。
He rather to use an altar of an idol.
这就是假先知、假祭司。
This is the false priest.
我们来看路加福音第六章。
Please turn to Luke chapter 6.
路加福音第六章二十六节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 26.
路加福音第六章二十六节。
Luke chapter 6 verse 26.
人都说你们好的时候，你们就有祸了，因为他们的祖先祖宗带假先知也是这样的。
Woe to you when all men speak well of you, so.For so did their fathers to the false prophets.
所以这里主耶稣说，我们为了要遵守神的命令我们会被人家厌恶会被拒绝。
He tells us that if we follow the words of God, we will be rejected by other people.
但是这样我们是为义受逼迫，我们反而有天国的福气。
But then we will facing persecution because of righteousness, and we will have blessing.
因为我们是真正的先知，我们愿意为义受逼迫的。
Because we are the true prophet, we are willing to be persecuted because of righteousness.
可是一个假先知刚好相反。
But it's the opposite for the false prophet.
因为假先知他反而不要这个真理啦。
Because the false prophet, they don't want the truth.
他也不要这个律法啦。
They don't want the law.
他只要讨好人。
They just want to seek the favor of the man.
他希望得到人的称赞。
They want the man to speak well of them.
能够得到人的好处。
They want the benefit from man.
所以大家都说这个祭司这个先知很好很好。
So、they want the praise of others, saying, "Oh, this prophet is very good."
这个好不是他因为他遵守律法而好。
This good is not because he followed the law of God.
而因为他总是做我们所人所喜欢的那些事情啊。
Because they do what was pleasing to man.
他总是说了我们这些人所喜欢听的话。
They just want say the words that is pleasing to man.
因此我们大家都说，哇，这个祭司真好，这个先知真好。
Then we say this priest, this prophet is very good.
因为他是没有原则的。
But because he have no principle.
啊，他好像啊，见人说人话，见鬼说鬼话一样啊。
He will say the certain things to certain people to please them.
啊，只要让大家都说他好就好了。
If people say he's good, then he's good enough.
这好像我们中国古代哈啊，孔子所说一个人做乡愿，乡愿就是指的说他没有原则，他只要讨好人的这种人呐、
啊。Just like a Chinese saying, someone he will only say certain things just to please other people.
他已经没有原则了。
He has no more principle.
啊，他唯一的原则就是让别人欢喜，说他好的。这个事情是他唯一的原则。
His only principle is to say something to please other men.
而没有自己做事情的原则。
And he doesn't have his own principle.
所以我们说现在祭司乌利亚就是已经堕落到这样的地步。
So Uriah the priest already fallen to this kind of situation.
所以他只想到要讨好亚哈斯王。
He just want to gain favor in the eyes of the king.
所以今天呢、啊、对我们的信仰对我们的生活也应该有一个很好的提醒。
So today this is a very good reminder to our faith.
今天我们既然已经信主了。
Today we already believe in God.
我们一定要严格啊，要遵守圣经的道理。
We need to strictly follow the words of the Bible.
圣经说可以的，我们就可以去做。
Whatever the Bible say we can do, we can do.
但如果圣经说不可以的，我们一定要坚守原则，不可以就是不可以了。
Whatever the Bible say we cannot do, we should not do.
我们不可以打折了。
We cannot give it a discount.
啊，不可以说，哎呀，这个圣经说不可以，可是我就来一个走法律的边缘，哎，我就来一个放松20%、30%啊的宽容步。
So the Bible say we should not do this, and we try to do the gray area and walk in the edge and say, oh, we only do 30% of it.
好像这是一种妥协啊，要讨好人的欢喜。
It seems like we have some compromise to please man.
但是这样的讨好欢喜却违背圣经的原则了。
But this kind of pleasing man is goes against the Bible.
那这样的话是违背神的道理的。
And this go against the teaching of the Bible.
这是假先知才会做的事情。
Only the false prophet will do this kind of things.
比如说我们今天要来教会要聚会要敬拜神。
For example, today we need to go to church to worship God.
我们说安息日是应该要整天的要。归给神的是神的日子。
And we say the Sabbath day is the day of the Lord, and we have to give the whole day to God.
所以我们到安息日早上起来就开始要告诉自己，今天是安息日，我今天要敬拜神呐。
So when we wake up on Sabbath day, we tell ourselves, today Sabbath day, we need to worship God.
这是圣经的原则哦。
This is
安息日要整日的来敬拜神。
This is the principle of the Bible that the whole day we need to worship God.
可是现在呢，我们为了这个为了讨好人。
Maybe because we want to please man.
啊，我们为了让那些喜欢睡觉的喜欢玩游戏的人呢，让他们不要有太大的压力。
We want those who like to sleep or like to play. We don't want them to have too much pressure.
因为他们星期五晚上玩游戏，玩到半夜2-3点才去睡觉。
Because they play games on Friday night until past midnight.
所以他们星期六早上起不来，都一直睡觉睡到到中午才会醒过来。
And on Sabbath day they wake up until noon.
这个时候我们在教导上就说，好了，没关系了你要有只要下午来有聚会敬拜神就好了早上好不好休息吧。
And then we tell them, oh, it's okay, you sleep in the morning and just come worship in the afternoon, it's okay.
啊，这样的话就把神的话打折扣了。
Then we discount the words of God.
安息日变成只要半天就好了。哎呀，早上你就睡觉，下午再来聚会。
Then Sabbath day become half day only because morning you just sleep and afternoon you worship God.
可是圣经真理是这样的吗
？But is it the truth in the Bible?
你为了要讨好这个人，所以你就把圣经的道理给稍微妥协做了折扣不要整天半天就好了。
Because you want to please man, you discount the words of God and say a Sabbath day, half day is good enough.
但是神的话真的可以这样子打折扣的吗
？But can we discount the words of God like this?
所以这就是假先知所做的事情。
Only the false prophet will do such thing.
所以今天我们要回归圣经真理。
Today we need to return the truth of the Bible.
圣经说可以做的，我们一定要100%的要好好的完成。
Today the Bible say we could just do certain things, we should do 100%.
圣经说不可以做的，我们要百分之百啊，连一点的恶都不可以容纳啊，都不可以退让给他。
For the thing we cannot do written in the Bible, we should not do. We cannot even let a little bit of that into our
life. 这才是一个真正的先知应该有的表现。
This is the what kind of behavior of a true prophet.
但是当我们做这样的先知的时候呢，可能我们就会受到啊别人的辱骂啦啊，或者是说啊会有啊。逼迫啦等等的事情出现。
But when we are like that, like a true prophet, we may be blamed or persecuted by other people.
但是我们为义受逼迫，这是值得的。
But if we are persecuted because of righteousness, this is
worthwhile. 这就是我们今天呢，为了信仰的缘故，我们一定要坚守原则。
Because of our faith, we need to have our principle.
啊，该说啊，应该要说的话。
We say whatever we should say.
啊，也不该说的话是一句话都不可以说。
Whatever we shouldn't say, we should not say any of that.
应该做的事一定要好好的做。
Whatever we need to do, we should do it well.
不该做的事情一件都不可以做。
Whatever we should not do, we should not do even one.
我想这就是我们看到祭司乌利亚他的啊堕落跟他的败坏给我们很好的提醒。
And the fallen of the priest Uriah is a good reminder to us.
我们再看回来啊，列王记下十六章。
Let's turn back to 2 Kings chapter 16.
结果后来呢？哇，这个王回来很高兴呢。
And when he came back, the king, he is very happy.
他就啊，赶快啊，把所有的啊祭物全部献祭，都来到这个新的祭坛上去做献祭。
So he burned all the offerings on this new altar.
我们来看十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
十六章十二节。
Chapter 16, verse 12.
王从大马色回来。看见坛就进前来在坛上献祭。
Verse 12, and when the king came back from Damascus, the king saw the altar, and the king approached the altar and made offerings on it.
13, 烧燔祭、素祭、烧奠祭，把将平安祭牲的血洒在坛上。
13, so he burned his burnt offering and his grain offering, and he poured his drink offering and sprinkled the blood of his peace offerings on the altar.
我们再看15节。
Let's turn 15.
亚哈斯王吩咐祭司乌利亚说，早晨的燔祭，晚上的素祭，王的燔祭、素祭，国内众民的燔祭、素祭、奠祭都要烧在大坛上，燔祭牲和平安祭牲的血也要洒在这坛上，只是铜坛，我要用以求问耶和华。
Verse 15, then King Ahaz commanded Uriah the priest, saying, Oh, the great new altar burn the morning burnt offering, the evening grain offering, the king's burnt sacrifice, and his grain offering, with the burnt offering of all the people of the land, their grain offering and their drink offerings, and sprinkle on it all the blood of the burnt offering and all the blood of sacrifice, and the bronze altar shall be for me to inquire by.
好，所以这里我们想中文圣经最后有说只是同坛我要用以求问耶和华，耶和华原文是没有这三个字的，它有点点点啊。
So in the Chinese Bible, it say the bronze altar shall be for me to inquire, the law.
但是原文是没有这个字。
But in the original text, there's no the word the law.
所以呢，我们在中文这里加上这三个字是不对的，不好啊。
So in the Chinese version, it shouldn't add the law in this verse.
因为这个亚哈斯王他已经去拜偶像，去用这个。偶像的祭坛呢，他怎么可能还把铜坛留着要去求问神呢？这个是矛盾的。
Because the king Ahaz already used an altar of the idol, how would he use the altar of the idol to inquire the law?
所以呢，他不会再用这个铜坛用它来求问这个耶和华真神。
So he wouldn't use the bronze altar to inquire the law.
因此，我们在这里中文增加这三个字是不恰当。
So in the Chinese text, added the law is not correct.
所以我去查了希伯来文原文的时候
So I looked at the original Hebrew text.
其实它原来的原文的字义只有说，至于那个铜坛我要留着，我再来决定，再来想一想，看要怎么用。
So the original text means the bronze altar. We leave it aside. I will consider, think about what to use of it.
所以他并没有说我要用来敬拜神。
He did not say he would use it to worship the law.
所以原文的圣经只有说，我留着它，我来看看要怎么使用。
So original text means, oh, I'll leave it aside and think about what to use of it.
可能他最后可能还是把它丢掉而已啊。
Perhaps at the end he just threw it away.
Okay, 所以我们现在重点就放在呢，他现在竟然规定所有的献祭全部都来到新的祭坛上面。
So the main point is that all the offerings is burned on this new altar.
包括啊，圣殿原来的献祭。
Even including all the sacrifice in the temple.
包括王的献祭。
Even the offering of the king.
包括国内众百姓的献祭。
Even all the offerings of all the people.
所以几乎哈啊，从圣殿的献祭啊，王的献祭，众百姓的献祭，全部全国的献祭，全部都包括在里面的啦。
So from the offering of the temple of the king and of the people, all included on this new altar.
全部都不要在原来的啊旧的祭坛上。
All of them will not burn on the old altar.
而要放到新的这个偶像的祭坛上面来做献祭。
All of them will be put on this new altar.
这就是完全啊，把神原来圣殿的祭坛给抛弃了。
And he forsake the altar in the temple.
而来用这个偶像的新的祭坛来做他献祭的地点。
And use this altar of the idol as the place of worship.
而这样的做法就带来一个更大的啊，这个得罪神的啊这件事情啊。
And this even sin against God even greater.
也可以说。他这样的做法就完全放弃原来圣殿里面的祭坛。
And he totally forsake the altar in the temple.
这样做法也等于是放弃神了啦。
And it also means he forsake God.
他只要来敬拜这个偶像的祭坛。
He want to only worship this idol.
所以呢，当然以后神对他的惩罚是更严重了。
So later on, God have a severe punishment for him.
我们看到神后来怎么惩罚他呢
？How did God punish him?
我们来看来那历代志下。
Let's turn to Second Chronicles.
28章。
Second Chronicles, chapter 28.
历代志下28章23节。
Second Chronicles, chapter 28, verse 23.
我们刚刚有念到这个经文。
We just read this passage.
23节的最后一句话说，但是那些神使他和以色列众人败亡了。
So the last sentence of verse 23 say, but they were the ruin of him and of all Israel.
所以呢，他去拜这些偶像。
He worshipped these idols.
就这些偶像的神啊，反而使亚哈斯王跟以色列人啊更加的失败。
But they make him more ruin of him.
我们来看25节。
Verse 25.
我们去看24节。
Verse 24.
亚哈斯将神殿里面的器皿都聚了来毁坏了且封锁耶和华殿的门在耶路撒冷各处的拐角建筑祭坛。
So Ahaz gathered the articles of the house of God, cut in pieces the articles of the house of God, shut up the doors of the house of the Lord, and make for himself altars in every corner of Jerusalem.
25, 又在犹大各城建立丘坛与别神来烧香惹动耶和华他列祖神的怒气。
Verse 25, and in every single city of Judah, he make high places to burn incense to other gods and provoked to anger the Lord God of his fathers.
所以呢，他兴起更多的这个偶像的祭坛。
So he rise up many more of the altars of the idols.
因此，神的愤怒更严重了。
And he provoked the anger.
最后这个亚哈斯就死了就国位就传给他的儿子西西家。
And he died, and he passed on the throne to his son Hezekiah.
所以呢，这就是神对他的惩罚。
And this is the punishment of him.
所以今天我们看到亚哈斯这样的失败，给我们一个很重要的提醒。
Today we see the failure of King Ahaz is a very good reminder for us.
应该要悔改，那归向神呐。
We need to repent to turn to God.
但是亚哈斯竟然不悔改。
But Ahaz did not repent.
他反而是学习外邦的偶像。
He followed the ways of the idols of the foreign.
所以呢，他的罪就更严重。
And his sin is greater.
所以他得到的惩罚就更严重了。
And his punishment is greater.
甚至把神的原来的祭坛都给抛弃了。
He even forsake the altar of God.
所以今天我们要反省自己的信仰。
Today we need to examine ourselves. Our
今天我们在敬拜神，是用我们圣经的真理就是神所规定的方法来敬拜神呢？
Today, do we worship God with the truth of the Bible?
这因为原来的圣殿的祭坛是按照摩西律法以及所罗门王他们得到神的启示所建造的祭坛。
The original order was built according to the law of Moses and by the King Solomon.
这才是合乎圣经的真理。
And that is the truth of the Bible.
但是亚哈斯现在去学习偶像的祭坛。
But now King Ahaz has followed the altar of the idols.
所以他已经更改了圣经真理了。
So he changed the truth of the Bible.
他变成用自己的方法要来所谓的敬拜神。
He used his own way to worship God.
可是这些不是神。
But those are not God.
这些都是偶像。
Those are just idols.
偶像就是人所创造出来的神啊。
Idols is God created by man.
就像呢啊一个偶像的啊那些啊那些雕刻的啦或者石头的东西，这些都是人雕刻出来的，人把它供奉为神。
Just like the idols, they are made of wood, made of stone, they are only made by man.
比如说原来的太阳只是一个啊物体。
For example, the sun is just an object.
但是人却把它当作神来拜。
But man worship the sun like a god.
所以他就配太阳神。
Then they call it the sun god.
本来有一座山啊，只是一座山。
Maybe there's only a mountain.
但是人又把这个山当作神。
But the man make this mountain a god.
所以就变成一个山神。
And they call it a mountain god.
本来有古代的一个人。
And in the ancient there's a person.
啊，可能他叫马祖。
And it's they call马祖。
啊，但是人也把这个女人呢、啊，女孩子把她供奉为神，她变成啊人所敬拜的马祖了。
They make this person a god and they become the 马祖 god of.
所以呢，其实很多的偶像都是人去把它啊创造出来，把它变成神的了。
So many idols was created by man so that to man worship them as a god.
他们放弃了那个创造万物的真神。
They forsake the God who created everything.
他反而去敬拜那些受造之物啊。
But they go worship the created object.
所以这样就是偶像的出现。
And this become the idol.
所以今天我们要敬拜真神。
Today we need to worship the true God.
我们绝对不可以有任何的偶像啊出现。
We should not let the idols come into our life.
因为只有真神才是创造的主。
Because only the true God is the God of creation.
我们啊，不要再敬拜那些被塑造的物品啊。
We should not worship the created object.
因为被塑造的啊物品只是物品，他们不能是神。
Because the created object is only an object, they are not God.
所以今天我们要了解啊亚哈斯的这些错误之后
，Today we need to understand the failure and mistake.
今天对我们的信仰才有很好的提醒。
And this will be a service, a very good reminder.
我们绝对不要像亚哈斯一样去啊创造了啊人的啊祭坛。
We should not be like King Ahaz and created an altar of man.
所以今天我们要敬拜神。
Today we worship God.
应该像耶稣对撒玛利亚妇人所说的。
Just like Jesus said to the Samaritan woman.
要敬拜神要用心灵跟诚实啊要用灵跟真理来敬拜神才对的。
We need to worship God in spirit and in truth.
要用真理来敬拜神。
We need to worship in truth.
所以真理就是圣经。
The truth is the Bible.
我们不要用自己的方法啊我用我的方法来敬拜神那个变成偶像了。
We cannot use our own ways to worship God, then it become our idol.
我们要用圣经的真理来敬拜神。
We need to use the words of the Bible to worship God.
这才是真正的敬拜，然后得到神的喜悦。
And it is a true worship and will be pleasing to
God. 所以我们看到亚哈斯的错误之后
，So after looking at the failure and mistake of God,
我们要对自己有很好的提醒。
We need to remind ourselves.
我们不要再做假先知。
We should not be false prophets.
啊，我们也不要再去讨好人。
We should not just please man.
我们呢，也不要啊，只是要去随着时代的潮流而迷失自己。
We should not just follow the trend and be lost ourselves.
我们也不要拜偶像。
We should not worship the idols.
一起来唱诗。
Let's sing a hymn.
445首。
Please sing hymn 445. Thank you.
Great is greater than all our sins.